Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I thought I'd read or heard just about everything about dumb things people do with animals. And particularly those dumb things people do with animals for the sake of advertising or public relations. But I heard one this spring that totally just took my breath away. I couldn't believe that anyone would be so naive as to even consider the possibility of a take your cat to the ball game event. One can only think that whoever came up with this idea knows absolutely nothing about cats. And it reminded me of an experience I had many years ago when I made an appearance on a live television show to talk about cat health. And because there is this deeply entrenched belief that kids and animals make good media, the producer of this show decided that her cat would make a marvelous addition to this live televised segment. And so I was given her cat to hold. The cat was a geriatric Siamese cat, a cat who was a strictly indoor cat, who only went out when she went to the vets. Now here she was in a sound studio with bright lights, cameras, crew running around whispering and doing strange things. It was my job to hold this cat in my lap and look photogenic while imparting knowledge about responsible feline ownership. I don't remember much about that experience. I don't remember what I said, whether I actually said what I intended to say about feline health and how to ensure it in one's own cats. The only thing I remember is the feel of that poor, frightened old cat's claws digging through my skirt, my slip, my stockings, and deep into my thighs. And that happened about 10 seconds after the owner handed me the cat. I did that whole interview, which I'm sure wasn't more than 10 minutes long, but seemed like 10 days, with the cat's claws deeply embedded into my flesh. And what's really interesting when this happens is that when the claws go in, it's sort of a surprise. Maybe because it is such a surprise, and perhaps because I was trying so desperately to hang on to my train of thought and the reason why I was there, the pain wasn't that bad. In fact, I don't even recall the pain at all. What I remember thinking about in the back of my mind the whole time was what was going to happen when the segment ended and the cat's owner came over and pried that cat off my lap. What was funny is that I didn't think about pain. I thought of all those claws that had punctured me, kind of functioning like the little Dutch boy's finger in a hole in the dike, and that when she picked up that cat, all of a sudden those wounds were going to start bleeding, and especially if the cat resisted, and if that happened, I was going to start bleeding like the proverbial stuck pig. Possibly on live television, but I hope not. But that's what my concern was. I was going to bleed. I was going to bleed, and it was going to be horrible, and it was going to be embarrassing, blah, 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 blah. And in fact, when she did take her beloved cat, the cat did resist, and I did wind up bleeding. And I could feel the blood running down my thighs. But by then, the show was over, and the person I was working with and I beat a hasty retreat. Can you imagine taking that experience multiplying it by how many people there are who would be naive enough to take their cat to a ball game? It boggles the mind. Or what about the cats who get so freaked out they take off? Can you imagine hunting for your cat in a stadium filled with people and other cats and all of the hoopla that goes with a ball game? It's amazing that such would even occur to someone, to put cats in that position. And yet, sad to say, they're out there. And those of us who have cats need to be on our guard.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.